It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
If you were out here yesterday, I think you got to come back out now. That's the requirement.
Oh, you think that it's like a superstition thing?
Yeah, same seats. If you were sitting in the booth or across the way from us, same seats, okay? Same thing, same food, everything.
So do I leave
You might have
early?
To leave again. You might have to leave again.
So like yesterday, for those who didn't know, I'll be here for the entire game today at Jefferson's in Lenexa. I had some parent-teacher conferences to handle.
How did that go?
Yesterday went great. Kids are great. Turns out.
Did you tell them, hey, we got to wrap this thing up. I got baseball to
watch. Oh, I felt like, I think some of the teachers know what I do at my children's school and some don't. So, like, initially, like, one was like, hey, you work in radio, right? I'm like, yeah, I'm watching the game right now. Like, actively while we're getting ready to start this, while I wait for my wife to come meet me, I am watching the baseball game because I miss, like, 6 outs. And then, you know, those things last 10 minutes, but I want to be there for my kids. But I'm going to be here today. Other than that, we can keep everything the same because the truth is, I don't know if I can handle another 1-0 game.
Ooh.
That was stressful. And I am constantly reminded that once we get to important, important baseball games, how much stress they cause me. Because unlike football in some ways, every single play, every single pitch makes me nervous. The ball gets fouled back, hit kind of hard foul, and I'm like, oh God, Jesus, that could have been bad. Ryan O'Hearn comes into pinch hit, and I'm like, oh, God, please don't do this
don't
to me.
Don't be him.
Don't let Ryan O'Hearn dash my dreams. But instead, 1-0, Cole Reagans delivers, bullpen delivers. You heard the final out from Urseg. Everyone feels good today.
Yeah, but you know what? You're right. It was stressful, but that's also fun. I mean, there was a calmness in silence right before that final pitch from Urseg, before this place erupted. And if you follow us on social media, on Instagram, Twitter in particular, X, you saw how excited everybody was. And how many times have we talked about in the last week, you know, the buy-in factor from fans and what is it going to take? And I had said, you know, I think it's going to take a home game back in Kansas City. And that would be an ALDS. And I still think
one more win and you're going to get that.
I still think that's the case. But I think yesterday, certainly if you were at a watch party, but, you know, there was, I think now, a belief that this team won a playoff game. That exists for those that were still holding out. Like, okay, they're in the playoffs, but
are they going to do anything?
They're not going to do
that
anything.
Nonsense.
No, they just won a game and they're a win away from advancing. They just need a win in the next 2 days to get to an American League divisional series for an organization that hasn't been in this spot in 9 years. I mean, that
team they've got some history against.
Yeah,
over
the
course of their
in Baltimore now, of course, is just a city that this city of Kansas City has owned. When it comes to sports here recently, and big wins in the last calendar year, Ravens AFC title game and now the first wild card game. We'll see what happens today. But yeah, I think yesterday hopefully was a reminder to people as well of how fun playoff baseball can be. There were moments yesterday
stressful.
Where it felt like 14 and 15 again. It's never going to be that fully. But just in terms of everybody high-fiving each other, and you said it, stressful, living and dying by every single pitch. That's what playoff baseball is all about. And boy, oh boy, was Cole Reagans unbelievable. You know, it's one thing to talk about how great the rotation is set up for a series. It's one thing to talk about how Reagans was an all-star and what a great signing trade he was a year or so ago and all that. But for him to have his biggest start of his career in delivery, you know, he works around a leadoff double in the third inning, and then he strikes out back-to-back hitters when the Orioles had that first and third one out in the fifth. And then he finishes it out with, you know, 8 strikeouts, and then for a second everybody's like, wait, whoa, 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 why are you pulling him out of the game? Ho, whoa, whoa, whoa. Turns out he had cramps.
If he had just pulled him, I'd have been pissed.
Even if
it had worked out, I'd have been like, what the hell are you doing? I thought we talked about this.
It would have been the whole Tampa thing with Blake Snell all over again. But no, he was pulled because of an injury. He's fine, though, it sounds like. The guys had Q on this morning. You'll hear some of that a little bit later on in the show in terms of his status and everything moving forward if they get to a divisional series. But that is the second time in a month where, yeah, he's had cramps. But, man, was he great. Was he great yesterday?
What stood out about it is yesterday the Royals won a pitcher's duel against Corbin Burnes, who has pitched in these type of games, not often, but has pitched in these types of games, is a multi-time all-star. He's been one of the 5 best pitchers in baseball for years. And the Royals threw out Cole Ragans, who's only been a starter, really, honestly, at the major league level for a year and a half. Sam Long, who doesn't have any postseason experience. Chris Bubich, who doesn't have any postseason experience. Lucas Urseg, who doesn't have any postseason experience. And what did they do? Shoved the ball down their throat. And that stood out. Cole Ragans, in his very first ever playoff start, got 8 strikeouts in 6 innings on just 80 pitches and dominated the Orioles lineup from start until finish. He had his best stuff that he's had in 6 weeks last night. And whether it was that Urseg got in a little bit of trouble, and according to Q last night in postgame, Salvi came out and calmed the waters, that final changeup, nasty. No business. No, you couldn't hit that with a tennis racket.
It does feel good, because what you're saying is right. You know, you always wonder when guys haven't maybe pitched in that kind of spot. And you went through each guy.
Yeah, those guys don't have any experience.
There's part of you that's like, okay, like, you know, maybe you just don't have the makeup to handle that situation. And that was, of course, not the case. They all delivered. It was sensational, and it puts them in an incredible spot for something really special to happen later on today, right here on 96.5 The Fan, here in Denny Matthews. Hopefully call another win and get this team in the American League Divisional Series against the New York Yankees, who are waiting for a game in the Bronx on Saturday night. And now, to me, you really experience the benefit of the rotation. It was one thing just to have Ragans pitch, because we know he's capable of being great, and he was great. But we looked at the Orioles and we said, hey, Corbin Burnes is the real deal. I mean, he was terrific yesterday. And he backed up all the hype and everything and all the discussion of what he's been throughout the last couple of years of his career. But now the rest of the pitching matchup, oh, boy, does it ever favor the Royals. Whether it's Lugo today, if you need a game 3, hopefully not. Then you have Waka. I mean, now it's beautiful. And we know that the Orioles are going to empty the tank today no matter what happens, because they can't lose. It's a do-or-die game for them. The Royals have the luxury of not having to be in that spot, because you take game 1 on the road. I thought, you know, for a pitcher's duel always is going to be interesting from a crowd perspective, but like from what we could tell, and admittedly there was a lot of noise here, we were watching the game, but and maybe you were in a different spot than me, so maybe you could pick up. I didn't feel like you went about the crowd not being a factor in the game. That was that yesterday. I know it's not the same as football when we talk about crowds, but for that game, you didn't really give the Orioles much hope. There was 2 moments when I mentioned Ragans getting out of a jam or two. There weren't many moments where you felt like the Royals couldn't handle the pressure, both at the plate or, of course, with any of the guys that came out of the bullpen as well. It was just a sensational win. And a month and a half ago, or even 3 weeks ago, if I would have told you the Royals are going to be in a playoff game and win 1-0, you would have said, you're out of your mind. You would have said, with this bullpen? you think they're winning a 1-0 playoff game? No chance. How many times do we say that's going to be the Achilles heel of this team when they get knocked out? The bullpen. And what do they do? They didn't give up a single run. Nobody gave up a run.
I told you the way I feel about the bullpen is so dramatically different than the way I felt for the first 135 gold, 140 games. Hell, I don't know. Like a long time. But we felt better about the 9th inning starting at the trade deadline. Urseg came in, was immediately throwing gas, and we're like, okay, problem solved on the 9th inning. And then the 7th and 8th was still a disaster there for a while. We're like, I don't like any of this. Once they decided Bubich's turn and the major league level came around, you're like, well, he's not really letting up any runs or any hits, and he's good against righties. And we're like, well, this might just work after all. And then once Sam Long found it, it's like, well, they can go 7, 8, 9. Now, look, I'll just be honest with you. If Seth Lugo is at 80 pitches through 6 innings tonight, I'm going to want him to pitch the 8th or the 7th still, right? Maybe the 8th, right, depending on how it goes. My strategy on that hasn't changed, but my confidence in their ability to win that way has. You realize, I think it was Rainey Gisarli who put out a really good stat yesterday. The Royals have won like 20 consecutive, it's a little bit more than that, like 20 consecutive postseason games when they're up after the seventh, or after the sixth. You're like, this is insane. Now, look, a good stretch of that was HGH. Yeah. Technically, the Royals have a three-game winning streak going in
that's
the postseason.
Right, that's right.
Because their last win was, before this one, their last postseason win was Game 5 of the World Series against the Mets to win it. So, like, the Royals are on a winning streak in the postseason. Well, they just found a way. It stood up. Reagans was the most important. Because I'll be honest, Burns was great. Burns absolutely had it. This wasn't just, and we'll talk about the offense in a minute. It wasn't just Burns. It wasn't just, like, Royals offense stinky. Burns was great. They needed Reagans to have
absolutely
that kind of performance, and he matched it.
And we'll talk about the decision too with the managers in that game, because you're right, Corbin Burns was sensational, but they chose, and he chose, it sounds like, not to walk Bobby Witt Jr. in that crucial spot yesterday and get to Vinny Pasquantino. Instead, they let Bobby Witt Jr., who's going to be, you know, the runner-up in MVP conversation, step up, and Bobby delivered, of course, with the RBI single that was required and ultimately the only run of the game, won the game for the Royals. We're going to talk to Cody Decker, former professional baseball player. He now does radio over for Mad Dog Radio, Beadle and Decker. We had him on out in Vegas. I want to talk to him about yesterday's game and also just the potential that could be a Royals-Yankees matchup down the road as well. We're going to get to that in about 5 minutes.
It was a single wild card game, right? So, like, in the scale of important playoff baseball games, pretty mild, right? I mean, one wild card game, there's a DS, a CS, a World Series, a million things after it. I'm telling you, that makes me just as stretched as watching the fourth quarter of a Chiefs playoff game. And I know that it shouldn't fundamentally, but part of that is just, like, the Chiefs anymore make me less nervous as a they just make me less nervous as a person because I've seen it. I've seen it a bunch of times. All they ever do is win.
Of course.
Oh, no, they're down in the fourth. Instead of, like, panicking, I start going betting the Chiefs' money line over on, you know, DraftKings or something instead, right?
You
I
also
just
know
other
baseball,
ways,
how quick it can shift. I mean, in baseball, you could be up, in yesterday's case, 1-0, and all of it. Yeah, one pitch, it's a home run, and it's a whole new game. I mean, if the Orioles tie that game, I think we probably know how that ends up. It probably doesn't result in a win in that postseason momentum and all that. I do believe it exists, and the Royals right now have the momentum. Vern, in postgame, if you were listening to 96.5 The Fan, driving home from the game, driving home from the watch party and everything, or just getting home from work because the way the game played out, that game moved quick.
Yeah,
man.
And new baseball, baby.
Yeah,
and you get it over in a
Vern
couple of
mentioned,
hours.
It's a small sample size, but 8-0, man. 8-0 when you win that first game.
In the new
game,
playoff format.
In the new
yeah.
format. You win that first game, game one. And I know that happens in every series. It's always in your favor. You take game one.
But not 8-0, not 100%.
Not perfect. And so the trend is on the Royals' side heading into today, and if needed, even Thursday. Hopefully they can wrap it up today, though, when they take on the Orioles. And, again, it'll be Seth Lugo on the bump, another guy that you love to have out there.
That stat, it's funny enough, it goes one step further because 7 of the 8 times they swept. Not only are they 8-0, but 7 of the 8 times the series was over like today. Just watch Royals win. On to the ALCS and the New York Yankees. And not that it matters from like a I just think the Royals are the kind of team that needs some things to curve in their direction in order to make this playoff run a magical one versus just a playoff run. They needed that win, or that loss, actually, technically, by the Twins on Friday night so that they could set up Reagans and Lugo for this series. If they could just win today instead of needing somebody tomorrow, well, then they get Waka to go on Saturday against the Yankees, and then they're right back in, Reagans and Lugo. So they still get their number three, their top three starters against the Yankees in that series. I think if you're a team like the Royals, sometimes you need those little things to keep going your way in order to keep winning these
games. Yeah, that's why Friday night was so crucial. Friday night was so crucial to set up the rotation. We saw the benefit of, that yesterday, maybe today with Lugo, and I think you're 100% right. If you can wrap it up today, then you get Waka on Saturday in the Bronx taking on the Yankees.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.